You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms.
Get up, get on the floor. My world is with my girls.
You know, there really is no echo after the floor on this show.
I just gave it the echo.
Yeah, I think I like the echo. They should add that.
But it should be floor.
No, never. Harmonize.
No? I enjoy having you here next
Thanks
to me.
Over there, guys.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Hey, Chris, did you turn your mic around?
Did I turn my mic around?
I think you did.
You got a little carried away. Got a little into it.
I got a little excited.
Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing right now. We are doing our weekly recap of Dance Moms as Chris fixes his mic so that we can get the party.
Okay.
I got him together.
Really started.
Whipping him into shape.
Thank you, Star.
Just like Abby Lee.
Learning the ropes.
I'm Giselle Ugardi, always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi. And to my left over here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason J. Carter. I am not live tweeting. However, I am piggybacking off of Giselle's live tweet. So she just retweets me and I just retweet them again. So there you go.
Wow. I tag you and then you retweet them.
Boom.
Lazy tweeter.
There
and
you
then
go.
Over here, CRISCANGERO.
Yes. What's up? I'm Chris Cangero. And I am retweeting too. Sorry. I am a lazy tweeter.
Tony is out this week, but that's okay because we have our special treat, our regular guest host over here.
Hi, how are you guys? I'm Star Session. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at STARRSESSION. And Tony, we miss you.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, you give her a round of applause so she can spell her name.
Well, the double R is a little confusing.
So eloquently,
just
too.
Saying.
It's Star Ra.
Yeah. Star Ra. We have standards here at AfterBuzz TV.
One R is just not enough.
It's a Star Ra.
If you're listening at home, I've already seen some questions already via Twitter. Be sure to join the conversation. We've got Stephen Manning, the chat room over there and our booth as always. Thank you.
Yay.
And you can also call us if you'd like 424-256-1729 this week.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, 1729. We're in Studio A. I'm pretty sure I tweeted that wrong, so I apologize.
Call us.
Not gonna fix
Damn
it now.
Giselle, I'm retweeting your stuff.
I know. I think I put like 1733, which is half Studio A and half Studio B.
Okay.
But you know what? You get it.
So no one will get through.
1-7 424-256-1729. Anyway, it is season 3, episode 17. The name of the episode is View from the Top. Are you hot in here? Because I'm freezing.
No. Well, I am hot because I'm sitting next to you. But it is cold here. I mean, my nipples are starting to cut glass.
Corny.com.
Shut up. Did you say corny.com?
Sorry. That was outside. Okay.
That was not a shameless plug.
No.
And your voiceover voice, corny.com.
I was like, where'd that come from?
Well, let's go ahead and start. So that was a really creepy laugh. Let's go ahead and start off with the pyramid, as we always do.
Yes.
Abby, you know, we did well in competition last week. I say that as if the team belongs to me, because they do.
You are obsessed.
Right. As we should be. But, you know, she's always demanding better, even if they do well, even if the girls are on top, even if they're the best. She wants to be perfection. And you can always strive for improvement at the Abby Lee Dance Company.
It's true.
So, and in life, not just there.
And in life.
All around.
Metaphorical. I know. Most of her lessons do span beyond the classroom.
Exactly. And those are the best teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are having moments.
Yeah, I'm like, but the teachers that yell at you are the teachers that you realize years down the road that those were your favorite teachers because they were a little bit of a hot mess, but they pulled you together, right? Yeah, is that what you guys are talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm
and
on
they
it.
Pull the best
for the most
out of you.
Part.
No.
Or they scar you for life.
There you go.
It's a toss-up.
They totally destroy your self-esteem.
I've got both. I've got both.
And you're suicidal.
Ooh. Morbid.
The pyramid. So the pyramid
starts off.
Mackenzie is at the bottom because she didn't dance, so she has nothing to critique. Then we have Nia and Asia. So Asia at the bottom. We didn't think it was ever going to happen.
No, I was kind of a little shocked. I was like, what?
No, I wasn't shocked because the reason why Abby said they were at the bottom was exactly what happened. Their duet was okay, but it was like... Poor Nia was trying to keep up with Asia.
As Jason would say, it was lackluster.
Lackluster. And then Asia kind of was, you know, a hot mess.
I mean, I know she's 6 years old, but trying to keep up with Nia, that's a diss. Well, it's a little bit of a diss, but it's kind of like you should be able to at least dance at her level.
At the same time, though, Asia was kind of rushing a little bit, too. There were things about Asia that I think Nia could have stepped up to, and then there were things about...
Nia, Asia.
Yes.
Asia lacks musicality.
Mm-hmm.
She's like
she's
a
not there yet. It'll take time for her to like feel the beat, ride the rhythm, yada yada yada.
And Nia needs to amp it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Needs to give more fierceness. And she's too lukewarm.
Hashtag bam.
Yeah. Oh. She's too lukewarm. It's not sizzling enough yet. It's not, you know, it's like
And then we had Brooke, who is next. Brooke is just, she had the lead in the dance, and Abby put some pressure on her. She didn't feel that she necessarily lived up to that. She wants her to have eye contact with the judges.
And Brooke gave her eye contact, and it looked like this.
And then, and Brooke's just kind of like,
I don't really care.
Brooke's like, really, bitch? I'm serious.
It's true.
Well, at least Paige is on the next tier.
Yes.
They're not both at the bottom, so Kelly's, you know, content.
Is Kelly ever content?
Yeah,
no. No. And then we had Kendall, who Jill's like, okay, you know, she's not exactly where I want her to be yet, but she's in the number 3 spot, so okay. Maddie is second, and then Chloe's the top. Yay!
She's redeemed herself. Her fall from grace has ended.
She's back in the game.
Chloe is back.
Well, that's what Abby said to Maddie. Your head is not in the game. That's the quote I wrote down. So maybe Chloe got her head more in the game. And I don't know. Maddie just kind of was just like, whatever about it. But
I don't know. This episode, I felt like Abby was being a horrible devil's advocate, though.
Devil's advocate, yes.
Down. Like, she got the devil advocate varsity club of the year award because Abby was just playing everyone against everyone. For what reasons, though? You know? So I'm feeling like maybe Chloe's the hot girl this week, but next week it could be back to square one for her.
I think it'll always make everyone work harder.
But Chloe
if someone's not guaranteed that number one spot. So
Chloe
I think
wasn't even
Abby
really
knows.
The hot girl this week. She wasn't spoiled in any particular way. She was still on the top of the pyramid.
So.
She was.
So, like, what was
the
reasoning
makes it
for
look,
that?
It looks like the top of the pyramid's attainable as well. To the other girls, we're like, oh, Maddie.
Well, everybody's replaceable.
Everyone is.
She's got to change it up a little bit.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Do you guys think that Abby is the one that does the pyramid, or do you think the producers have some say in it at all?
Oh, I mean,
no, I think Abby's like this is my. Abby's on a high horse, like many people I know, and she just kind of it's her pyramid. You know, you can tell that she put some thought into it, not like Candy Apples. Just saying.
Yeah.
Ooh. Candy Apples pyramid is like, I don't even care.
But Candy Apples in general is just like the revolving door of auditions.
Yeah.
Or of just whoever wants to come to our studio. I don't even remember half the people that she names in the pyramid. For all I know, it's been the same people, but I'm pretty sure every single time it's a different person.
It
the
is
only
a different
ones
person.
I remember, Jalen and Zach. Yeah. Everyone else, I'm like, huh?
I love Zach. I'm glad he's back.
She's like, you stepped it up last time. You kicked butt with your solo. And
you're
it's
like,
well,
that was like a month ago, sweetie. Yeah. Like, that was like last season, homeskillet.
Her pyramid is a joke.
No, but you know what? In her defense, though, the pyramid graphics are sickening.
And the sound effects. She even had it travel with her to New York.
That's ridiculous.
Giselle, I thought the same thing. I was like, man, she was like, you know, I'm like, not going to New York unless
without
I have
my flat
that.
Screen.
And her writer, it's like, it's in my contract.
Hey. So funny.
Baggage fees. Who cares? Write it off. Solos are given to Maddie, Asia, Chloe, and then Kendall gets one as well.
And?
And I was going to say. I'm like, and what?
Well, Abby, when she gave Kindle the solo, she told Jill, buy me a gift. Yeah, Jill, make sure you go outside and buy me a gift, which is so funny because it's like, that's all Jill does to get on top.
Well,
and
Jill's like, okay.
Spend that money.
She was out.
Whatever.
Horrible.
You do it.
You saw dust. Like,
she's out the door.
She's like, okay, what do you want?
Saks on Fifth Avenue. She's on.
Yeah. Group number, everyone's going to be in it.
Awesome.
However, the last text drama continues.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum. So Abby makes it seem like it's going to be Asia, not Mackenzie. Do we really think her mind's made up yet? I mean, obviously we know what happened, I'm saying.
From watching the rest of the episode.
Obviously we know what happened, which we'll talk about in a minute, but I'm just saying.
Are we talking about that now?
Yeah.
No, well, no.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into the pink elephant in the room.
Well, I don't think that... I definitely think you said devil's advocate, and I'm on top of Jason with that. Because when it comes down to it, she likes Asia, but she knows Asia's not as technically on point and in tune with the whole group. She's just now coming in, a few episodes in, a few weeks in. She's not all the way there, and Abby's not stupid. But she is playing that game a little bit the whole episode where, like, Asia's in it. Asia's totally in it. And
well, but to kind of go with you on that one, if you think about it, the only choreography that she would have would be to cartwheel over the chair and then do a back handspring.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm like, yo, they are fighting for, like, not even a full pass.
Right. And Asia does have a gymnastics background. So that is something that
is true.
She is technically, I'm not saying that I think Asia should have it, but on the other side.
It's loyalty, though. And we see that with Melissa going ham on, you know, she walks into the studio and tells Abby, look, I will, and I, quote, end quote, I will do whatever it takes. So it's like, Melissa, are you admitting that you're a kiss ass? Are you admitting that? You know, she says, I've been very loyal. I've been doing all these things for you, Abby. It's like she's basically incriminating herself. And then poor Mackenzie. This girl is like 9. This is way too much drama for a 7, 8-year-old girl to go through. And Abby has a conversation with Mackenzie about her mother saying, you need to tell your mom, you know, to make it happen. Because Asia's mom is kicking your ass, you know? And it's like this girl's like, okay.
Do you think it does have to do more with the moms?
For sure it does.
Than the kids in this case?
I mean, this show is Dance Moms, you know?
But I think...
Well...
This harmony, you guys got
some perfect harmony, guys. Oh, my God.
Thank you. No, but Abby is the main one that's like, you need to speak up and tell me if you want a solo, when it was Maddie who wasn't getting those solos at the beginning of the season, right? She wanted Maddie to speak up, Maddie to do the work, but it was weird to be like, your mom needs to come in here and get on her hands and knees and grovel. That's the word I was looking for.
And poor Mackenzie staring at her like, okay, like, what's going on here? Like, really? And then so Mackenzie has the conversation with her mother. It's like, it's so reversed, messed up, ass backwards. It's disgusting. And she's like, Mom, Miss Abby says, you know, it's...
And then the camera's trying to, like, get the angle from low. And
Mackenzie always looks like she's about to have a nervous breakdown and cry. Or, you know, she's something... You just can't read her face.
She's so cute.
It's just... It was too much. And... To answer your question, yes, I do think now it has something to do with the moms, because Abby was mad at Mackenzie for apparently having an injury and not being too sure it was a true injury. That was the last issue, right? Yeah.
Which we're still talking about in this episode.
Right.
And they're yelling at her.
But now why is Abby telling Mackenzie it's about your mom? Your mom's not fighting for this. It's like, well, Abby, last week you were like, I'm mad at Mackenzie for having this injury. It's like, pick one. But you figure out what your emotion is and go with it. You know, because I was a little confused. And I'm never confused. And I was confused.
Never.
Never confused.
I needed my Adderall because I was not focused.
Hot mess.
Well, okay, but then... That conversation was obviously a little inappropriate. We've talked about how we hate how they all of a sudden try to wrangle the girls against each other when they're little and they shouldn't have to deal with that. But what about having Melissa talk about the issue in front of Christy? Was that awkward? Was that appropriate? Was that staged, maybe?
It could, I mean...
Never.
I say we throw out stage because I think a majority of it is staged. So, yeah, you know, but
we all agree.
I don't think it was awkward. You know, it's another conversation, and Christy handled it great. I thought the brass knuckles were going to come out, the hair grease was going to come out, and Christy was going to finally unleash the Christy
that
we wanted to see. But it didn't happen.
Bravo for the boobs.
Yeah, Christy was at a 7. I wanted her to go to a full 10.
We have a question from I'm going to say this wrong, and I know that she's called in Marishika. Marishika?
Yes.
Sure. Right? Rishka 11. She wants to know, did you feel bad for Melissa tonight, or did you agree with Christy and the other moms on how she is jealous of Asia? So I guess, I think she's probably referring to even when Kelly was comparing the situation to her kids, how her kids are always left out, and like, now this is how it feels.
Oh, Kelly.
What do we think about the situation, guys?
I think Chrissy has been handling everything with gracefully. A lot of grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ethan, Asia is so mature for her age.
Very, very professional, you said, which was really, it's true.
Like
she's
when
really
they
professional.
Switched, when Abby took her out when they were on set at The View and she said for Mackenzie to go in, Asia sat there. Perfect posture, legs crossed, and just, you know, no sadness, no tears, no drama.
Well, she had some good prep from her mom, though, too. She was like, Abby's probably not going to pick you. Just be prepared.
Yeah, we talked about that, the two mom pep talks.
The thing is,
I mean, we're jumping ahead a little bit.
You can tell between someone, a talent that has worked in the industry, because just because they're on the show doesn't mean they're actually working in the industry. This is like a bubble they live in, right?
Right.
But Asia has stepped out of this bubble. Asia's actually being dropped into this bubble.
Right.
So Asia's been around real professionals, had to work with real producers.
She's been in Asia. You
know, right. She's been,
she's been in Asia.
She's been, so her mentality, she's been groomed to have
but
that voice.
Also, the ultimate, Abby's ultimate was more...
intense.
Of a professional world,
yeah.
So to speak, because you had relevant or working choreographers.
Right. There's no mom to,
and
to coddle you.
Performances every week, yeah.
That's true. That's
so Asia's, Asia's wise beyond her years.
I mean, I do feel bad for Melissa if we go back to our fan question. You know, Melissa, she made a mistake by being like, oh, yeah, her foot is really injured. She needs to stay off of it indefinitely. But it kind of backfired, you know, and when Asia showed up and she's like, wait, now I want my daughter to dance because I don't want her to be replaced. So I definitely felt bad for her. But also, Melissa, she's played this game one too many times. She knows how to get her daughters back on top. And so Chrissy is, she's the Latin girl that's going to fight for her daughter as well. So when that fight started to happen and they were talking in front of Asia, I think that was the wrong timing because, I don't know, Melissa doesn't really like it when people are talking bad about her kids in front of her kids. So why
right.
would she do it in
no
front,
mother does.
Yeah, in front yeah, of Asia? That's an adult conversation. Let the kids leave the room.
Melissa has like those crazy eyes that come out when people start talking about
oh,
kids.
She gets crazy, and she was
life.
In her hair, though.
Yeah.
She was in it. Did you see her hair this week? Curls.
Yeah, no, that's the Sasha Fierce Melissa.
They just get blonder and blonder every week.
And
well,
she gets
she's married
fiercer.
Now, so she's getting some on a regular, so it works. You know, it's like...
Did we see Giselle's happier. Hair this week? It looks very beautiful.
Yeah,
very
it glowy. Looks normal. This Goddessy. This is the natural hair.
We love it. We
it
love
is.
It.
It's the Mexicurls.
Mexicurls.
You said Mexicurls. So
I love it.
Wow.
What did we think of Asia's little pink elephant thank you card? Too much?
Too much. A little too much.
Chris?
Yeah, I think it was too much.
I loved it. I love pink elephant cards. I actually received
like
one last week.
It's half her size.
It's okay. I think that, you know, pink elephant cards are actually really trending right now, and the more they're out there, the more they're going to become even more popular, and everyone's going to want pink elephant cards. So good for Asia
hashtag.
For setting the trend.
hashtag pink elephant cards. We're going to get that trending right now. No, I mean, the card was...
And
it was
like,
genuine.
Thank you, Miss Abby,
I really
for
like,
giving me the opportunity.
Yeah.
I think
that's
it's
just
a
like
sweet gesture.
I think, yeah, I guess the message was sweet.
I don't get... suck up from
well, I didn't
Chrissy.
Mean specifically the pink elephant on the car. It's like, hey guys, no. What did you think of the decor on this?
Christasia.
Man, I like that name.
Right, Christasia.
Yeah, look at
Christasia
you.
After Buzzers. Chrissy, Asia, Christasia. Boom!
I like it.
I don't think that they're ever, that they're trying to kiss ass. I think that they're just there to dance. And Chrissy's, the mom is just like, look, chicks, fall back.
Yeah,
and
but
it just kind of rolls off
right,
of everything, which
right.
I enjoy. And I feel like Asia has that same quality.
Right.
Which is admirable at such a young age.
Yeah, because Chrissy, she fights a good fight, but she's also like, just let it die. Let the whole foot thing die. Let it all die. Let's just relax a little bit. And she's like, oh, and you're new to the team, and you might not be doing the texting number, so let's get her a card really quick. At Dwayne Reed. I'm sure that's how it all went down.
You said Dwayne Reed.
They were in New York.
Yes, no.
They were in New York.
I love you. Dwayne Reed.
Rapping it.
Boom.
It's like the Rite Aid for New York.
Drugstore.
Sorry, I had to ask. We have some international
Like Chase Bank.
Too.
They're like on one in every corner.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about these candy apples. The big apples. The rotten apples.
The apples.
I always... And I was looking up something on the candy apples, too, and for whatever reason, I started to type it in, and I wrote bad apples.
I was happy to see Anthony Burrell back, because I do think he does great work,
talented.
And he actually commented on my picture tonight. Thank you, Anthony. You're awesome. But Jalen returned.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. And Mike
yeah.
returned.
And they're doing a contemporary number, so what is he going to do, slide across on his head again?
I've seen
some over that's a good
it.
Question.
I'm over it.
Right. Yeah, like contemporary
maybe
breakdancing.
Maybe he'll bust out a whole new bag of tricks.
Maybe they'll do some isolations.
No, they need to get that kid into a ballet class.
Maybe he's been taking ballet. We haven't seen him in a minute, right?
He needs to get into some class because that's not going to last for long.
Well, let's not knock until we see it. You know.
Knocking it.
Because you're only as good as the choreography, as we've said before.
That's true.
And Anthony is pretty good at working with people's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, but Anthony is really only there for the paycheck and a little bit of publicity, in my opinion, because who really wants to deal with Miss Kathy? You know, she's ridiculous, and so he has to deal with her.
It's still his reputation, though.
No, it's a great reputation. Yeah. It's talented dancers, but when she was, like, touching his hat, you can see on his face, like, ooh, can't wait for this day to be over so I can get my paycheck.
Because she's kind of all up in it. As a teacher, you want to be able to work and do what you know you need to do, not have someone, like, backseat dance teaching you.
It was confusing. It was a 1, 2, 5, 6. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
No co-signing on choreography.
Yeah, back up.
Like, go.
And he's like, it was clear.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
It was pretty clear.
Get off my hat. That. But she doesn't sass talk her. And I think it's because it's like, there's nothing you can do. How am I going to get on this show? And it's a great opportunity for him. And I think he's a great choreographer. And I think he does great work. I'm not knocking that, but.
Right.
Who really wants to deal with her, but for the paycheck?
Well,
apparently she's a lot more fun to deal with in person when the cameras are off.
Who says?
I feel like Abby might be. I pick who do you guys think? I think Abby would be more fun to deal with.
Well, I'm not saying more fun. I'm just saying she's not as painful to work with.
Well, no, either way, who do you think's more fun?
How do you, why are you saying that?
What?
Have you hung out with her?
No, but when we've had like the people call in who've worked with her, like the choreographers that have worked with her, like Mitch and Nick Anthony, and we've had Zach, the little boy, call in and stuff, they've said that she's very different when she's off camera, that she's not as intense and she's not
as annoying. Seems like a nice person, but it seems annoying. But I'm just me agreed. Looking from the camera.
I like Kathy.
She's entertaining.
Yeah, okay. Kathy's cool, and I think.
I'm sorry. I also don't like that. Obviously, you're going to play up your character for the camera, but to be totally different as far as what the other people have said to you, you know?
Yeah. At least Abby's
then that,
like,
that kind of like speaks,
you know what you're
to
getting.
Her character.
Yeah. Yes.
And like, oh, we're going to be really friendly and the cameras are on and the gloves come off. Like, no.
It's true.
You know, be true. Like, even if you're playing yourself on TV, like so many people are these days, like, you could be like a little bit more of what you are, but to be completely different, like where you're fun and you're going to, you know, encourage kids in a certain way, and then the cameras come on, you're doing things completely different. I think it's confusing.
What if I got on here and just acted crazy, and then like you guys are like, oh, she's a nice person. It's like,
yeah, we're done, and then you were just
like what
oh.
I am like on person camera.
You're nice on camera.
Well,
crazy
anyway,
in real life.
So let's talk about this open audition with the girls.
And
I also want to talk about Charles.
A contemporary. They're doing a contemporary piece, so they wanted a contemporary girl dancer to dance with the boys. Was that what was going on?
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think the boys are fine without a girl.
I like their boy group. Yeah,
I think so too. They're fine without a girl and Jalen.
Yes.
I like their boy group, but I mean, they want to switch it up a little bit. Anthony clearly had a vision in mind. I mean, I think it'd be fun to try to see how maybe the guys could even bounce off of.
Didn't they? Like, they had a girl. They had a couple girls earlier in the season, right?
Candy Apple's previous company, yes. And then there was also like that salsa ballroom.
Oh yeah, that moment happened.
That awkward.
Okay,
salsa.
So yeah, I mean, they're gonna work it out with the new girl, and I think. We haven't seen really much from the new girl, but the auditions looked kind of interesting, especially when that little kid came up and he was like, Charles.
Okay. I really want to talk about Charles.
Okay.
They obviously included him for a reason.
Okay, go for it.
Shoot.
Well, I want to, okay, first of all, why did a boy come to a casting call for girls?
I mean, why do boys dance on the drill team in high school? It's because they want to be sickening, fierce, ferocious.
Right, but what did you guys think of it? I mean, was it cute? Was it sad?
I think it's
like,
cool.
Do you think they put him in there
no,
for like
I think
comic
you should
relief?
Seize
they...
every opportunity.
Yeah, I think
you
should embrace.
Maybe they weren't auditioning for boys, and he's like, I'm going to get on this show.
And we have a caller. Caller, can you hear me?
I'm excited.
Caller, you're on the line with Dance Moms After Show at AfterBuzz TV.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Who is calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, everyone. It's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. From South Carolina.
Hey, hey.
Yes, God, honey.
Hey, hey.
Well, shoot.
Yes, God,
I guess we can't
honey.
Talk
Y'all
smack
good,
on Tony.
And thank you for my shout-out, Star. I'm loving that headband you're wearing.
Thank
it's
you.
Cute.
Thank
very
you. Last-minute touches.
Chris, I'm loving that jean jacket you're
thank
wearing.
You,
it's very
thank
80s.
You. Thank you.
Tony, please tell us, what are you wearing?
Tony.
Just kidding.
We miss you.
First of all, I am in my pajamas. It is like 1:36 over here and
East Coast.
I should be in bed, but I'm still like on the West Coast time. So yeah.
And you missed us, obviously. And you missed us, obviously.
Yes, I missed y'all. I was like, ooh, I'm going to watch them on AfterBuzzTV.com, and I'm sitting here watching y'all right now.
Nice. I love it. Did you watch tonight's episode?
Yeah, I'm currently watching it, though. I, like, just got past the whole Candy Apples audition, thought were ridiculous.
we're just talking about that, so tell us what you thought about this audition process that happened for the contemporary girl dancer with Anthony Burrell.
First off, I just thought it was just dumb because who from New York is going to move to Ohio to do a number with Kathy?
That's what I was thinking.
It's a one-off.
Like, she does not have a consistent group. Like, how did she keep adding people and not adding people to her group? Like, it's like a game of musical chairs. It's like, oh, okay, you can be with us this week. Next week, we're good. You can sit at home. Like,
but
what's really,
but what's she's just telling people where to sit? That's all. Don't you do that every week?
Have a seat.
She's passing out way too many seats and having too many people have a seat.
She's killing way too many trees.
I will say though, I loved Vivi in the judges' seat.
Oh my gosh! I think Vivi hates her mom.
Vivi is becoming my favorite character more and more every single week. I love Vivi.
Vivi's more over it than Brooke. Like, Vivi's just like, why am I here?
But Vivi still like owns that.
Yeah,
you know, like you can't look away from Vivi and she's just like,
do you think they pay Vivi?
They probably do.
Think she gets like a really good day rate? Like, Vivi gets like a bomb ass day rate.
Well, she had 5 slices of pizza, so she definitely had plenty of.
And she's been shopping too.
She's always eating on the show.
I know.
Now they pay her in food. They say, look, you sit here for a while, we'll give you ice cream afterwards. And she's like, cool, I'm down with it.
Another seat.
Tony,
Vivi.
What did you think of Charles?
I don't understand why they didn't pick Charles. I mean, he danced with so much emotion.
Right? He was into it. That grandjeté, like, was on point.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, I thought for sure he was going to get picked, and I was just disappointed that they didn't add him to the boys' team.
Yeah, he was a hot mess. Let's just put it out there. But he is
good.
But
as soon as the baby fat rolls off, it's going
to
be amazing.
Listen to Anthony and keep dancing. Don't let anybody steal your shine.
Yes,
that's right.
Johnny, that is. Just love the motivational words.
I definitely think Charlie has the passion behind it. And if he gets into some good classes, he's going to definitely shine.
Too.
Yeah, because he's amazing in a ridiculous way.
He's that breakout guy. Like 10 years from now, you're like, that was Charles on Broadway.
What kind of style of dance do you do? I do emotion. Like, what?
Like, when I'm angry, you know, I really just, like, dance and just let it all out.
He feels free.
Oh, like, all right, Charles, you are letting something out. I don't know if it's anger, but you're letting something out.
But his feet were pointed, so we'll give him that.
A for effort for Charles.
I like Charles. Okay, what did we think of the dancer that they picked? Victoria, who if I heard correctly, which I might have not, I believe she's from Larkin.
She's from Larkin, which is
Minneapolis.
Minnesota. Which they're incredible. Is that where you're from? They're incredible.
She's
from
Lake Minnetonka. Kathy's always trying to, like, make Abby jealous and upset for whatever reason. So I feel like that's the only reason why that girl got picked. Because she was all like, ooh, if she sees that we have this girl, then Abby's going to feel like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Kathy, come on, get a grip. Like,
I don't know why this girl would leave Larkin. I mean, Larkin's incredible. I guess
she's
TV.
Yeah, she's New York TV. I mean,
I'm sure she flew to New York for the audition.
Oh,
I don't
definitely.
Think she was in New York at this.
And I doubt she's
there.
Trying out for the company. I'm sure
it's just a TV show.
Right. Like, it's a one-off thing.
Props for that.
Yeah, she's not going to be joining. Well, maybe she would. We'll see.
Technically, she will for the sake of competitive purposes for, like, this specific competition. But it wouldn't be a conflict of interest because Larkin only travels mostly for nationals.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, a regional thing.
She has a guest starring role on Kathy's team for this week. So.
Yes.
Love it.
Cameo.
That's it.
Temporary. It's an all-boys team. She'd only been it for so long.
She's not even Larkin. That's all I have to say.
Well, Tony, any other comments before we
hang up on you?
Right? Okay, there was no easier way to say that. It's like, you got anything else to say before we let you go? Because we about to...
The show must go on.
I hung up on him.
That's show business.
You did not. Did you really?
And you need a disco nap.
You told me to.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, moving on.
What?
Tony, are you there?
Tony, we did not hang up on you.
Wait, let me call Tony real quick.
No, that was unintentional.
Steve,
I was still waiting for his comments. I wanted to hear what else he had to say.
He telling me to have seats.
And who he was going
to
have. He's going to come back and he's not even going to say anything. He's not even going to say anything. He's going to come back, he's going to walk through the door, and he's just going to look at you and point to where he wants you to sit.
He's going
to
come back with like a Lazy Boy recliner. He's gonna be like, yo.
Need you to sit and relax.
He won't even retweet any of us.
Well, Tony, we're excited for you to come back and have a seat with us.
I do have a very serious question, though, you guys.
No, I won't date you, Giselle. Stop.
Okay, well.
See? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, my backup serious question. what do we think about Jalen and Vivi?
Can I start, please?
Yes.
Vivi's great. I think Vivi's I agree with you, G.
She's a great personality.
Yeah, I mean, her just beaming with personality all over camera. No,
we're still on Vivi.
She's cute.
But well, yeah, Vivi and Jalen.
Vivi's dope. She's just whatever. Mom, she's clueless and doesn't care.
Do you think that Vivi hates her mom?
Probably. No.
That's awesome. Only when she's trying to make her dance.
Right.
Really?
When she's feeding her, it's great.
Yeah. When they're out to eat, they're fine. Shopping, but it's always awkward, right?
Shopping, eating.
I agree with you on the awkwardness.
Their relation is awkward, and I still go back to like the first season when she was like, "You're just as beautiful as your mom," and I'm like, "Are you gonna tell her that girl she's adopted? Like, you do not look like your mom."
I think she knows.
Like Vivi's black compared to Kathy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Jalen, though, no Jalen. Jalen, serious note. Jalen's dad's gonna shoot me, I know. But I think Jalen's dope, but I don't, like you said, Chris Orton Star, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna spin on his head? Hopefully he'll surprise
Hold
us.
Hold on, we're talking about the romance here.
Yeah, the romance.
Oh, the romance.
Wait, there's a romance?
Yes.
I missed that.
Well, when Kathy
After
was
Jalen I missed that.
Vivi was talking about how her and Jalen are so close and they talk all the time, and Kathy was asking her about Victoria and all that stuff.
What about
stuff.
When Kathy's like, do you think Jalen's cute? And she's like, no.
No. She's like, not even Ooh. A little bit, not even like, just, like a, no. you wouldn't want to
like,
be your boyfriend.
Mom, stop trying it. Like, that's how she reacts.
Tony just tweeted me. He goes, rude.
And then
I did not
said,
hang up on you. I wanted to hear what you had to say, Tony.
No. I hung up on you.
No, yeah, I mean.
There you have it.
Just keep tweet.
I want to follow Vivi on Twitter, Instagram. Does she have an account?
I'm sure she at least has a faux Twitter.
Yeah, I'm sure she's like frowning the whole time.
You can be
like,
the whole.
A footer.
I would love to follow her. I follow Asia.
Anyway,
she's great.
Kathy was trying to plant the seed in Vivi's head that maybe she does have a crush on him, or maybe Vivi really doesn't have a crush on him.
No, who cares?
She didn't ask him about her
She wasn't
flag.
Like, she wasn't like the hee, hee. No. She was like, no.
The end. Not. Right.
And so Kathy's all, you'd make such a cute couple.
Yeah, in like 5 to 6 years when they get into like the preteen.
I know, I was like,
let them like
young to be like setting up her daughter.
Yeah,
you
should be like, yeah.
Kathy's from
pushing
the old
away
school,
from
though.
That. What? Holding hands? Is right? They're ready to hold hands and kissing on the playground?
Oh, no, they're young.
I was a young buck kissing on the playground.
I was not.
I was kissing and running.
I'm still over here.
Yeah, I was pulling
You're
hair.
You're getting your hair pulled.
Okay.
You need your hair pulled,
And we're
star.
Talking about children.
Whoa.
And we're talking about children.
Choke me, spank me. No, you took it there.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
All right, well, we're at it.
Moving on.
If you're listening at home, whether you're listening live or on our podcast or to YouTube, please make sure that you tell a friend, share, subscribe, leave comments, leave feedback, let us know how we're doing. If you haven't already, check out our iTunes podcast playlist for our I was going to say Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, but no, for Dance Moms. And please rate us 5 stars. And if you don't think we deserve 5 stars, let us know why. We love all of the comments, the feedback, the gossip, because some of you guys are watching this hours before we are, that you're able to give us the scoop before we get it on our own. So, and speaking of, I believe Abby's in LA, so we might have to catch her.
I have a request for Steven from Tony. Steven says,
so
Tony
excited.
Says, Steven, stand up. Step to the left and have the seat. He tried it. Yo, Steven. Tony's going to come back and be one angry black man. America's worst nightmare.
Watch out.
I love it.
Watch out. And then also we have another tweet. Vivi being the judge for Kathy's audition was funny to me. She had no emotion towards anyone the whole time. Which is pretty much true. She was
she's laid
thinking
back.
Of pizza. She was thinking of pizza.
She is laid back.
Fine.
Laid
Pizza's
back.
Great. And then also gossip. Abby announced yesterday at her meet and greet that season 4 of Dance Moms will start taping in June.
Nice.
Mm. I love it.
Dance Moms will be coming back. Let's talk about The View.
The View.
Wait, can we start with their cute pink jackets? The girls walking in?
Or Abby's hair.
Oh my gosh.
Or Christy's. Can I say the T word?
Yes.
I don't know. Just say boobs.
Well, you boobs. Said penis, so.
She was working at, penis like, penis is props. The biological. Looks so good.
Mm-hmm. But it was a little too much. It was like, ball gown are you going
she's
to?
She's probably young. Well, she's on national television.
Her neckline was down her belly button.
She's giving you J-Lo. No, it was hot.
Yeah,
it was
I hot. Agree. It is hot. But was it for daytime television? Is that what you're going to wear?
With all the in
your when's the next time she's going to be on daytime TV?
The View next to Whoopi. You know what I'm saying?
Whoopi. They were so, like, repping Whoopi. It was ridiculous.
I think they edited it.
I mean, maybe. She has no eyebrows. No, really, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. With all the inappropriateness already on this show, yeah, like, I think Kathy's boobs were, like, the least of our worries. And she looked stunning. Hashtag
I wasn't worried. I'm just acknowledging their existence, which were clearly
and the lovely kids get to look up to her.
Well, they will have some someday, too.
She's probably a little younger than the rest of the moms. Right. So she's like, hey.
Ooh, they're jealous.
Or she just ages better because either she's brown.
Either way, she was like, look what I'm working with, you know? Right.
Show me what you're working with.
And I want to see her hit the... Does she hit... She has to hit the gym. Never mind.
I'm pretty sure she was actually a previous fitness and her husband's
a world champion bodybuilder. Mm. Asia's dad's a big old dude, yeah.
So my Asia's all like, mm.
Yeah, the dad's like a competitive
just
bodybuilder.
All muscle.
Anyways, The View.
Got it.
So, again, the moms are talking about Mackenzie's foot. Still. Abby claims that Asia's in the dance, but then she gets there saying, I still haven't made up my mind.
While her hair is all ridiculous and like half curls.
Her hair is always ridiculous.
I love it.
It's always ridiculous.
And at that point, a little... pushing it for her waiting to reveal who it's going to be.
Say she what waited, you said earlier.
She waited until last second.
I really
he's a mental person.
I don't agree with that. Like, I like to be mentally prepared for what's going down. And if I have a performance on national television, you need to be knowing you're going on stage or knowing you're not going on stage. I don't think it's fair for them being such a young age as well for her to say, okay, we're in the wings. You're not going on, and I hope you thought you were going on because both the moms are saying you're probably not going on to
Chris,
those kids.
How would that affect you then? How would you
pull it together and be professional?
Oh, I mean, I always pull it together.
Oh.
But no, seriously, because I disagree with you. I mean, I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong because we're all different people. But for me, I can go on stage last minute.
Oh no,
cool
I'm
thing.
Right.
But
I'm
how
right.
would that?
Can
how
you?
How? Why do you think that would have been detrimental to the performance?
Because I don't know if they would, at being such a young age, if they would have been able to pull it together that quick. Granted, it was cartwheel and a handspring, but I just don't like that. Like, you had all day, you knew who you were going to pick, and she even said she wanted Mackenzie to do it because she's in the original.
Yep.
So just do that. Why do you have to play these
she
games?
She actually didn't say that. She said, I picked Mackenzie because during the rehearsal, Asia screwed up. Three times.
No, but then at some
like
point she said, I really want Mackenzie to do it because she did it originally.
It was in an interview after they already taped it, I think.
Yeah.
One of the confessional moments when she said, which we, at that point we all knew when she said in the confessional, like she was in the original dance, we all knew that she was going to pick Mackenzie.
Right.
But it's true. Asia messed up on her landing. Really. It's the same land. It's slide to the ground. She didn't really mess up. But she called her out on it three times, so that was her excuse.
She didn't take the correction.
Yeah, Miss Abby likes to have a lot of excuses.
I don't know if Miss Mackenzie pointed her feet either.
And
in that
she didn't.
I just don't think,
reel.
Honestly, here's how I feel about the whole situation. I think they're making it way bigger than it needs to be.
It's way bigger.
It's ridiculous. Mackenzie, in all honesty, in all fairness, Mackenzie should be the one to do the performance. Her foot's better. That should be the end of it. Asia's a newcomer. I don't care how dope Asia
That's
is.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
I agree.
But
there's no reason. Like, let them know the night before. I don't know.
You're right
or
about
even the
that.
Morning
That's how
of,
I feel.
At
morning
least.
Don't drag it out.
Not in the wings when they're, you know, the stage manager is calling you
makeup
to the
on.
Stage.
I'd be pissed. All that makeup
and,
on.
And Abby,
done,
Asia looked
ready
great.
To
Asia
go.
Looked great. She was ready for the cut
right.
out at the
and
end.
She,
and
she was very mature.
Bones.
And shame on Abby for playing devil's advocate in an immature way.
Mm-hmm.
Going
with
back
the
and forth.
7 year olds, right?
Yeah. And I do have to say, if you didn't, you made the album.
That was a great point.
You may have noticed that Asia wore a black dress,
mm-hmm.
and Mackenzie had the white and the red that matched the rest of the girls.
Yep.
So could it have been something that they really actually did know in advance, but they chose to film it that way for the sake of production of the show?
More than likely, yes.
Maybe.
For
I mean,
content.
But are we going to take it at what they presents it to us, right. or are we gonna?
We can't analyze it. We have to live in their world.
I'm just saying, yeah. our viewers always TV catch world. The tiniest little things. So
we have to live in their world. We have to act like yes. that was what. Exactly. Like, you know,
we can't like we have to pretend in the wings. It right. was like, who's going on? Who's going on?
You we're
know?
Smarter than that, but technically, we're not. Right. I think I do think that in the real world, yeah, the producers needed content. You need stories. You need an arc. You need things to keep the show going. And that's, I mean, that's perfect drama. But yes. I think they knew ahead of time that Mackenzie was going to do it. And I really don't think it was that big of an issue amongst the collective.
And even Christy said, just say who's going to do it.
Yeah. yeah.
Just say it. It doesn't matter either way at this point. Like, we've been dragging it out for 2 episodes.
Yeah.
like, just say it.
yeah.
Just say it.
And Christy's like, hey, you can put them head to head. Whatever. You know, and she was willing to take on that challenge if that's what it was. If it wasn't about politics, if it was about technique, then fine.
But what's so interesting is Christy was like, I'm not going to have my daughter just say like, oh, you let Mackenzie do it. But
right.
kind of that would have been the bigger person about it.
No, I wouldn't have done that either. I would not have let, even if that was
for
you,
national television, for your daughter to be on TV.
Yeah, or for your daughter or for yourself, you're going to be like, you know what, you were here first, you go on. No one's going to do that. Not Maybe. In this industry. No.
Okay, I'm playing devil's advocate, okay?
All right, Abby. All right, Abby.
Well, speaking of content providing, clearly this is one of those episodes where we see, wait, why did they do a 2-hour episode? Because there wasn't a lot that happened here. It was a to be continued from the previous episode, and now there's going to be a to be continued for the next
well,
one.
Well, I think they're building every show they're building for something because we see, you know, oh, and we'll talk about it in predictions. We see a lot of heated drama with some major yes. players next week, which I cannot wait. But yeah, they had to. And plus The View, them being on The View is a major thing. I would have liked to see more of Abby with the host and her doing her thing.
I would have liked to, but I guess we could always just look up the show.
Right. But
what did you guys think of her, of that reaction when the, because it was funny how I felt like they were kind of criticizing Abby at the table when they were talking about her method of teaching.
The other host.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then the moms were like, they love Abby. It's like this Abby fan club, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Abby's response, like, the développé into the
passé. The
sur-le-coup-de-pied. Yes. Yeah, because she got crazy.
It's like she just wanted to say, like, I know my
technique. Yeah, and then she was like, and I told that kid, and I have never seen her say anything once nice. She said, all you do is say it once nice, and if they get it, you move on. I've never seen her
do that. I think they probably edited a little differently, because the way that I heard it was that she was saying that there's really only one type of kid that you can say that and correct them in that articulate way that they'll
exactly.
do it.
A different
versus,
type of kids.
Yeah.
But about that, the best teacher I've ever had in my life, one of the best teachers, is my ballet teacher in college, and she was just incredible. And one of the things she said, which I found really interesting, was that if I say something to you, if I'm saying, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, and I'm not seeing a change in your body, then obviously it's not clicking for you. So instead of screaming it in your face, sorry, which is what Abby was kind of saying, that's the other way she
that's
has
the
to
other
handle
way.
It.
Yeah. The best way.
She said, I'm going to say it for you differently or put it differently or phrase it different so I'll see the change.
It'll
so
register.
You can see it'll register right differently for each person. So I think that was a really valuable lesson, because then now when I teach, I'm like, okay, well, this isn't the best way to explain it, so let me use a different analogy, or let me word it differently.
It's like Abby gets defensive when you don't get it right the first time. She gets mad.
And it's like
it,
for me, that seems
how,
like
how
a lazy...
How dare you do that
That's
to
like
me.
A lazy teacher who doesn't want to
right.
rephrase it or see the change in the body.
Life Why, lessons.
Or
yes.
if Abby could demo herself, maybe, because people are visual learners. You can't tell someone, you know.
Well, she does have assistants. I think we just don't really see them.
But when Abby's choreographing the routine, we've seen some episodes where Abby's actually, you know, trying, like the drag queen episode, the drag queen routine. She was like, you know, walking out or whatever. That was her first time.
Being fun.
Did you see the drag queen walk?
Yes, of course. You know,
but it was like a puppy.
It wasn't.
I've seen some people drag queen walk, like, shoot. And I mean, I'm sure you can give us an amazing drag queen walk, right?
Totally. I mean, I was really
offended. I think
Abby
needs to
RuPaul's
some more.
Drag Race.
I mean, I put Tyra Banks to shame with my drag. With my
that is a bold statement.
And I stand by it 100%. I can go. Bam.
I can walk too, but I'm not going to go for Tyra.
Hey,
like,
you can take this table and step on it.
No.
You know what? Next
you can
week
have
on
a walk. You can have a walk.
All right, guys. Let's move on to predictions and any last words on the episode. This was a quick one.
It was quick.
Chris?
Now, predictions. I'm excited to see.
This music is quite like this. I don't know why.
All right.
We're being
lightning deep. Flashing. Anthony is getting into it next week, we see, with it looks like Abby as well as Kathy. And that's good. I think that
Worked for Abby previously. He was on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
Exactly. And, you know, he's a very seasoned professional. And I think that maybe those two studio owners need to be brought back down to reality. So I'm excited to see
reality, like real life.
Like,
what do you mean? This is reality.
Like, more towards the industry, because Anthony has been currently working and knows what's going on there. So if he says those undulations are good in the beginning and Miss Candy Apple Kathy doesn't think so, maybe he knows what's up. And maybe she should have a seat in the corner.
We should get Anthony in the studio.
Because I've emailed him, and apparently he thinks he's too cool.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, he liked my Facebook.
So that's what I'm saying. Let's get him in.
Yeah, that's your job.
Okay, I'm on
it. I don't think he was too cool.
Well, I tweeted him. He said he would come in. I emailed him. He never wrote me back. So,
bam. All right.
My dancer's over
here. We're going to stalk him. Yeah. Everyone stalk him. I would think next week, wasn't there a little moment about Paige where Anthony gives Paige a correction and Kelly goes off? So I think it's definitely going to be really heated next week, and I really cannot wait to see it.
I'm excited for some heat. You know?
Yeah, I need more drama and yelling because the fight.
That's the point.
Yeah. I want Christy to yell.
I want Christy to take her ponytail out. Whip her hair.
No, K-R. Sorry.
K-R.
Christasia.
Christasia. Just go with Christasia.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Chris. Her ponytail won't do that because all the gel.
Yeah.
There's no germac bounce back due to whatever.
Her ponytail will do that, and instead of, like, separating, it's just, like, a one big
rope. Whip.
Yeah, it's like a bat.
Maybe that's her, like, secret weapon.
It's a weapon.
She's not caring because she's like, I got this pony, and I will take it.
She's like, you come for me, you'll get hit in the face with my ponytail.
What if she, like, whips the head and wraps around the neck? Flip some.
See if I can do it.
Clink.
I predict that again more drama. I don't have any predictions. I want to be surprised. I have no predictions.
Bam,
bam. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here at AfterBuzz TV. My lovely hosts, thank you so much for joining me. Where can we find you? CRISCANGRO.
There you go. Thank you, Giselle. I love that you did it for me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow me. Add me. Talk to me. I love the chat.
No, you don't. You just like to read what people say.
No, I love to chat. I love to chat. Don't listen to Giselle. And Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, I'm still waiting for the friend request, if it is, in fact, you.
If it is you, Christy Ray.
I'm over here crusading for our cause.
Yes.
Ours being Asia. Anyway.
I love it. Thanks for having me, guys. I had so much fun. I love coming to Dance Moms. You guys are a crack up. Tony, we still do miss you. Yes. And you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram at Star Session. That's Star with two R's. And don't forget to follow Jason and R's web show at Triple Dub Show.
Triple dub.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever, also on Instagram at the Jason J Carter, and find me on Facebook. I'll delete some friends so I can add some new friends. How about that?
Oh my God. No, you're gonna start a fan page. Cool. No, you have people subscribe to you.
There you go. That's subscribe to me.
Mm-hmm. And you can find me at Giselle Ugarte, GISELLEUGARTE, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine, all that good stuff, online.com, blah blah blah. YouTube, Sprinting Stilettos TV, and we will see you next week, same time, same place.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.